The Denver City Council passed an ordinance Monday to ban the concealed carry of firearms at city facilities and parks. The ordinance prohibits guns in libraries, rec centers, museums, parks, and concert venues, including Red Rocks. Council members passed the measure 9-3, with council members Kevin Flynn, Candy Sitabaka, and Jamie Torres opposed. According to the Denver Post, officials expect the law will take effect once crews post signs at city buildings and around the city's parks. The advocacy group, Colorado Ceasefire, notes Denver is the first city to pass restrictions on firearms after the Colorado legislature repealed most of its preemption on local firearms prohibitions in the wake of the mass shooting at King's Supers. The cities of Boulder and Louisville are considering other local measures to limit the carry of firearms in public spaces. Investigators with the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office are alleging the partner of fired Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson called in a fabricated child abuse hotline tip against Aurora City Council member Danielle Jarinski, an outspoken critic of the former police chief. According to the arrest warrant issued Monday, Robin Nassetta is facing charges of retaliation against an elected official and making a false report of child abuse. Investigators claim Nassetta called in an anonymous tip claiming Jarinski abused her 2-year-old son at restaurants she owns and during a holiday party for employees. The Arapahoe County Department of Human Services, the same agency where Nassetta worked as a caseworker, received the anonymous call on January 28th. The day after Jarinski appeared on a radio talk show and issued critical comments about the police chief, including a comment that Chief Vanessa Wilson is, quote, trash. The Department of Human Services found no wrongdoing by Jarinski in February. Arapahoe County law enforcement eventually picked up the matter in April to determine who made the false report and, as part of their investigation, interviewed Jarinski and others. The Arapahoe County Attorney and the Arapahoe District Attorney's Office traced the number of the anonymous caller to Nisetta's cell phone, and law enforcement recovered additional information from Nisetta's electronic devices and from her cell phone records, showing strong evidence of her involvement with the fabrication. Nassetta resigned from her position without explanation on May 4th, the day after law enforcement interviewed her about the incident. The Boulder Valley School District has received a deadline extension for shifting its reading curriculum for K through 3rd grade students. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
Classrooms across the state are preparing to replace the reading curriculum for elementary grades kindergarten through 3rd grade. The 2019 READ Act requires districts to use a so-called evidence-backed reading curriculum to teach students. However, some school districts, including the one in Boulder Valley, have successfully appealed to state regulators for more time. One concern brought up by BVSD administrators is that funding such large replacements for supplies and training can be difficult without providing the funds for such a significant change. Teachers have also expressed that the curriculum shift compounds disruption and stress from factors that include the pandemic, the Marshall Fire, and the King Supers tragedy. A few state-rejected programs have been used in elementary schools and are criticized by experts for encouraging students to guess at words rather than sounding them out. In the fall, BVSD's reading department plans to solicit feedback on these new programs. They will also include discussions with educators from culturally diverse backgrounds and from the district's dyslexia advisory team. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
The Service Employees International Union Local 105 elected its first Latina to become president. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The 8,000-member Service Employees International Union, SEIU, Local 105, has elected Stephanie Felix Sayi president. SEIU Local 105 serves the service workers of Colorado in the Mountain West. The union represents janitors, health care and mental health workers, security officers, and the airport workers. Felix Sayi was appointed president by the Service Worker-led Executive Board and is the first Latina woman to hold the position in the organization's 83-year history. She will represent a majority women membership of SEIU Local 105 and joins an all-women of color leadership team at the union. A lifetime Coloradan from Greeley, Felix Sayi brings with her over 14 years of experience fighting to bring a union voice for service workers across the country, serving the last 7 years as the director of the union's healthcare organization division. Felix Sayi replaces Ron Ruggiero, who served as president after 9 years of leadership. During his time as president, SEIU Local 105 played pivotal roles in raising the state local and airport minimum wages, helped in getting new contracts for service industry workers with historic wage raises, and led for the passage of paid sick and paid family leave. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Longmont City Council will discuss alternative funding for the city's library during tonight's work session. This comes after a release of a consultant's report that indicates a library district or annexation into the High Plains Library District could be a sustainable option for the city's library. During the consultation process, Longmont residents also stressed that if the city does not want to increase its library funding, the city should then support a different funding model and library service operation. Other funding models proposed by residents include a county or city-governed early childhood education district, a county library, a city-governed cultural district, or a joint library system with the St. Vrain Valley School District. Longmont's consideration of new funding models comes shortly after Boulder City Council and the County Commission failed to agree to form a Boulder Library District. The advocacy group Boulder Library Champions reports its members have collected enough signatures to put a library district question to voters on this year's fall election ballot, along with asking voters for a dedicated property tax of up to 3.5 mils. Today's weather includes mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Denver and Boulder in the afternoon, while Fort Collins has a higher chance of storms at 40%. The opportunity for showers and thunderstorms continues into the evening hours, with tonight's lows around 50 degrees. The current temperature in Boulder is 55 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.